sing this song from the depth of your heart. Let it come from your heart. Tell your neighbor, let it come from your heart.
Let it come
from your heart. Are you singing it?
For ye, all you.
Let it come from inside of you. Let it come from within. Yes, sing it to him. Can you say, Jesu, to seru mi dayo? Come on.
Jesu, to seru.
Omu ibanu jeta. Come on. Ti adama haukafahan. Nahasi kahamin. Orini leti eleshe.
Orini leti ele.
Iye ati ilera. Listen, listen. I love this part. Baba mi atolorun mi.
Baba.
Do you really need iranwo Olorun? I want to tell the whole world about your goodness. Thank you, Most High.
Jesus.
We celebrate you.
Hallelujah.
You are the best.
Mm-hmm.
You are the sweetest.
Jehovah.
We thank you for such a wonderful moment. Appreciate you. Honor yourself tonight. In the life of everyone saying amen, honor yourself tonight.
Amen.
You will open yourself to us like never before.
Amen.
Everyone saying amen here will receive a transformation of
life.
Amen. Your power. I will say, once the Lord spoke, Psalm 62 and verse 11 said, and twice that I heard, the power belongeth to the Lord. I pray tonight, Psalm 107 and verse 20, say, he sent his word, and he led them and delivered them from all destruction. As you send your word tonight, everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice, will be transformed in the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh my good God. I say glory to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lord in the highest.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Most High. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you all open your Bible as you're standing together with me? Isaiah. We just want to read just two verses. Pick your Bible. If you don't have one with you, just bear with someone close to you. Let me tell the person that tonight is mine. Okay? Can you say it confidently to somebody else? Tell that person, this night is my night. Whatsoever that can't stop God cannot stop me. If that is for you, let your amen be the loudest. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 18. I'm going to read verse 18. Then we'll take 19 together. Listen, everybody. We are all there, right? Remember ye not the former things. This is from the Lord. Neither consider the things of old. I love that. Can we take it all together? One, two, go. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Verse 19 altogether. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Ye know it not, even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I prophesy. The word of the Lord tonight will turn your desert into a river. Your old stories, he said, remember not the old things. Everything that has become old in your life and that is making you weep, it's too old. Old life, old job, old lifestyle, old finances. Newness will come upon you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Can you give God a wonderful clapping offering as you take your seat? Hallelujah. Most often when we are asked to give Jesus a clapping offering, we clap our hands without the consciousness of the fact that we are doing it to Jesus. It reveals how we do it when we clap. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to appreciate the name of the Lord for granting me this handsome privilege to be here tonight. I want to bless him for it's such a privilege. Can you help me wave your hands to the Lord? Thank you, Father. I want to appreciate the ESCOs, the organizers of this meeting, and the men and women the Lord has positioned for the steering of the Youth Fellowship CNS International. My prayer for you is this. There is no one that works for the Lord that will go unrewarded. God cannot be indebted to anybody, not one penny. He cannot. He will reward you. It doesn't matter how, either good or bad, whatsoever a man does, he will be rewarded. And as you are putting your time, your effort, your resources, I pray, reward will come for you speedily in the name of Jesus. Tonight, by the special grace of the Lord, I'm going to be speaking. As you all know, it's a revival. So I'm praying for the help of the Holy Spirit to help me communicate effectively. Every one of you, wherever you go in life and you remember this night, you will have a testimony. I'm going to be speaking on a new thing. Say to your neighbor, say, it's a new thing tonight. Say, this night is my night of a new thing. Now, you see, I love what the scripture says in that verse 19. It says, remember not the old things. What God was trying to say there is, there must be a shift in your mentality. Remember. You know, God wants to erase the old pattern of thinking. The myopic mindedness they have. The old ideas, old mentality, old way of doing things. God asked to warn them. He said, don't remember again those old things that has kept you stagnant. Forget, remember not. You know, it takes the word of God to erase certain things from your mind. It takes the word of God. I love what the Bible says in John chapter 6 and verse 63. He said, the word of the Lord quickeneth. The spirit of the Lord quickeneth. He said, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So as I'm speaking tonight, there are all things the Lord wants to shave. There's going to be a cleansing tonight. There are memories of your life. Patterns. You know, a culture, a way of life that detests the Lord. And the Lord is saying, don't remember again. All things. Old clothes. Old shoes. Can you imagine if the Lord comes here tonight and said, I want to give somebody a brand new Range Rover. And the key is there. Said, I want to give somebody. And when he comes to you and said, I want to give you this. And I said, I don't have, it's too expensive. I can't afford it. Do you know my family background? I've not saved a million in a year all my life. I can't afford it. And the Lord is saying, it's free. Tell somebody tonight, something free is coming to me. If that is for you, say, I receive it. You see, the Lord spoke a lot to me, and I'm really praying that it will help me communicate that everyone here, we come to the full understanding of the plan and the purpose of the Lord. Now, do you know why he says in verse 8, 19? I just want to do a little exposition. He said, I will do a new thing. This is God speaking, not man. It's a man that will promise you a car. I will tell you, sorry, I had a flat tire. I can't buy you a car again. I love what the Bible says. Numbers 23 and verse 19. He said, God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Some of you may not know how that prophecy came. Balak told Balaam, he said, help me curse the Israelites. He said, I will take you up to a mountain where you see them and curse them. He said, and the Lord said to him, those whom the Lord has blessed cannot be cursed. It took him to another mountain. He said, can you help me? I wanted to curse these people. They have won battles and nothing could stand against them. And when he went there again, he said, there is no enchantment against Israel, nor any divination against Jacob. Listen, he now told him, he said, didn't I tell you before you brought me here that God is not like a man that will tell you I will make you and tell you I won't make you? Now look at what the Lord is telling you tonight. He said, I'm going to do a new thing. He said, and it shall spring forth. He said, now. When will you see it? Oh my good God. You see, you need to take scriptures and look at these words, not out of context. He said, it shall spring forth. He said, and we see when God speaks, it happens immediately. He said, it will spring. Now, when he spoke, they weren't seeing anything. The circumstance was still looking very old. It was still the same house they were living. It was still the same pattern. But when the Lord spoke, he said, I'm going to do anything. It shall spring forth. He said, and now. Somebody shout now.
Now.
Come on, let me hear you. If you are receiving it now, say now.
Now.
I love what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 1. It says, now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence. Say after me, the evidence.
The
realities. The proofs of things not seen. When?
Now.
When?
Now.
When is your miracle coming? Listen. Anytime when God told Abraham, he said, listen, Abraham, you don't have a child, but I'm going to give to your seed the land of Canaan. He told him to look at the stars of heaven. He said, can you count them? He said, no, I can't count them. He said, your seed will be as much as that. Now, when the Lord told him, I'm going to give you Canaan. Canaan was already given. It's one thing for the Lord to speak and give a thing. It's another thing for you to now to receive what has been given. Now, when he told them, he said, now you will see. Within when he told them now and the period they saw, I pray that tonight somebody will say, I will see.
I will see.
Come on, say, Lord, say, I'm going to
see tonight.
Now, it is possible that there are things hanging over your life that has been given, but you have not seen. Listen, every word of prophecy that has gone ahead of your life, they are true and they have happened in the spiritual. That's why many of you see yourself soaring in the spirit. You see yourself in the dream riding a wonderful car. It was given long ago. But listen, men only wants to receive but don't know how to receive things that has been given. Now, when you are begging God for what he has already given, that is faithlessness. God, give me a car. He gave you last year. You begged for it last year and he had it. He had you. But you are locked up in the process of how to receive the things that has been given. And that's why you still look like the old man. Why? You couldn't see the new thing that has been given. Say tonight, I will receive everything that has been given. Say, I receive it. Shout a wonderful amen if you believe it.
Morire, 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 ba. Jesu shemilo.
And to about, if you, the Lord, stretch your hand and look like, when you want to receive, how do? You stretch it.
so pe morire gba hey Jesu se mi lo daddy morire gba.
When God speaks, it is irreversible. Now I will do it. Now it shall spring forth. Now it shall spring forth. Now you shall, it shall what? He said, do ye know it not? So you don't even know. He put a question mark there. And you see, my prayer tonight, what is happening to me tonight is my dream of many years. That one day I will stand before the youths of the Cherubim and Seraphim Church and tell them what the Lord told me about this church. Listen to me. The revival began before Rimodade left. It was only that when it was given, just like the Israelites stayed 40 years in the wilderness to receive what was given to Abraham, many generations passed out. Few who did not know Moses were the people that inherited Canaan. And my prayer tonight is that the things you ask your fathers and say, Daddy, tell us, why are you doing this? Your own children will not come to ask you the same question. Yeah. Amen may not solve it. Many of us here have pointed to our fathers. And every day I will pray, God, the things I question my father and open the Bible to him, I pray my daughter will not open the Bible to me and say, Daddy, compare what you are doing with the Bible. And that's my desire tonight. To make you know, listen, that generation of people is in phases. 10, 5, 7 years ago, some of us were not part of this. Some has gone. There is this man in our church. He used to say something. One day, there was a discussion in church, and he said something. Only our law. And I asked him, only daddy, at today. I'm no more coming. If I tell you I'm coming now, then I don't know what I'm doing. Our law. The earlier you understand that certain things have been given, and listen, some generation could not press into these things to get the package the Lord has for this church. The earlier you get to know this thing, the better for this church. And let me say, some of you, your destiny is tied to this. Somebody like me, there's no way I can run to. I have been born for this course. I was a predestination for this course. Before I was born, God had you in mind. He had the church in mind. And so many of you like that, God, the Lord has tied your destiny to this course. And yet, you can't see what has been given. You know the most painful thing for a waiting mother? To see herself carrying twin in the baby. And every pregnancy she has will be miscarried. There are many of you pregnant with vision, but a miscarried pregnancy. How many things has God shown you? Say, this is a new thing I'm about to do. He told you to write a book, you refuse to write it. He told you to go minister to people. How many things? Pregnancies that has been aborted. Tell your neighbor, I'm pregnant. Oh, mama. You don't understand what I'm saying. I knew men and women who started well in this same place. Burning for the Lord. They caught a vision of a new thing and they were running. Running with the vision. And all of a sudden, The word interrupted. And when you call them today, I'm sorry. That was then. May your story not turn like that.
Amen.
I love what the Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 9 verse 16. It said you can't put a new wine, old vessel. It will burst. If God plants a vision, a new vision in a corrupted vessel, both the vessel and the vision will be destroyed. A new wine. You see, when the Lord is talking about a new thing, he's talking about, you know, a chapter that is about to be opened in your life. A revolution. When God is talking about a new thing, he's not talking about a feast. Neither is he talking about a new government. Because you are the parliament of God on earth. So when God is talking about a new thing, he's talking about planting something within you that will make you sleep. When you get a good program and install it in a corrupted computer, you have rubbish the value of the program. A computer that has virus. And that's why God is so careful. Even when he said it, he's careful in who should I plant it. And it bothers me when we talk about Baba Orimolade. Lately, I went to Akungba to minister, and Akungba, you know, so close to Ikare. So, by the virtue of that proximity, I went there and I entered into the room where Baba stayed in his lifetime. I was slain in the spirit. We weren't playing, we were not praying, we were not clapping. Not the gimmicks that we do today. People clap and they find themselves under the destroying cheers. That is not the spirit of God, brethren. We just entered. The man that took us in said, this is where, as soon as I entered in, I was slain. We have reduced it to going in trance for 21 days and deceiving people. What a great virtue. These men walked in dimensions. They walked in capacity that when they sneezed, the earth catch cold. They press into things. And here we are, brethren. Listen. It's not enough to sing about a thing that is not true in your life. Say, help me, God. If you're saying it, say it louder. Say, help me, God. And God told me tonight. He said, I'm seeking for a new vessel that I can put a new wine. And what is that wine? Say Holy Ghost. Come on, say it loud. Say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost, do it again. Do it again and again and again in my life. Open my eyes to see Jesus seated on the throne. I love what Paul said. When that new dimension began in his life. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. He said, I saw a man, either in the spirit or in the body, I can't tell. The man was caught up to heaven. He was made to see things that is not lawful for the mouth of man to utter. And I pray that tonight, that your passion for God will go beyond jamboree in church.
Amen.
And I beg you, don't partake in church playing. It bothers me that the church is just raising activists today, not spirits. Not men who carry the spirit. Activists.
bunch of hypocrites. And we say yes to people in the public, but we are saying no in the secret. What is a new thing? You know, I was glad when I was told that the people coming here are leaders of different fellowship. And I felt that this is the right platform. A new thing is the spirit of a leader. If you see a leader who doesn't want a new thing, he's not a leader. A leader, a leader doesn't celebrate just one victory. As soon as he conquers a territory, he goes into another. A new thing, listen to me, it's only a true leader that after completing one project, he won't stay and celebrate all his life until the project becomes old and he himself cannot do a new thing again. What's the next thing? Because he sees. And I want to beg you, my brothers and sisters, it doesn't matter the capacity at which you are working in your church. Listen to me. You don't need to be appointed the leader of the church before you lead. There are many of you who are so crazy about position. Many have died because of seats. Men have been wasted because they want to sit down in the topmost place. Listen, but true leaders don't wait for a seat to function. God does not reward position, he rewards function. God doesn't reward where you are sitting. He rewards what you are doing. So listen to me. I want to steer your spirit tonight. That if there's a cry for a new thing, it should start from you. What's the next thing to do? It bothers me. I went to one church in the north. I won't mention the place. And when I saw the date they built the church, 1930 something. And the church is not more than this altar. And there a field of land surrounding them. When I first got to the pulpit, I asked them, I said, were you restricted to this place all this year? They said no. Do you know when they built that church, they celebrated it as a new thing? And couldn't see anything again. Why do we say remember not? God is such a dynamic God. He's such a new God every day. He says the steadfast love of the Lord, they are what? They are new every morning. Always new. That's the kind of God. Listen to me. He's a God that renew himself in things and in people. When God created things, he created the ability to replenish within them. When they worn out, listen to me, man was not structured to die. When scientists, when they went and investigate and do a test on the cells in the body of man, these cells renew themselves. Listen to me, they say they can't explain why man should die at 70, because the cells in the body of man has been designed to be renewed. God that reproduces things in themselves. And when I asked them, what are you doing here? And they all locked themselves. They were celebrating Ajodun for decades. Do you know what the Bible says in Amos chapter 3? He said, take these smelling things away from me. Bust out of the church. Go talk to the people about God.
Ajodun, Dafidi, Ajodun, Samuel, Ajodun, to a point that it is now a competition. Samuel is a gudugudjudmeje. Is that what the Lord sent you? And souls around the church are dying. And she gudugudjudmeje, right in the four corners of a box. Say, help me, God. As I'm speaking, the Lord will begin to talk to you wherever you are. And I pray that something will be planted in you from tonight. You will become restless until it comes to manifestation. An impactful revelation. Listen to me. A new thing is for God to exceed your expectation. I love what my brother was saying the other time. People don't know how to come to church. It's one thing to come to church. It's another thing to know how to come. He said, if you come to him without expectation, you will go without manifestations. Proverbs 23 and verse 18. He said, listen. He said, for surely there's an end. He said, and the expectation of the righteous shall never be cut off. What of if a righteous doesn't have an expectation? So listen to me. When a new thing happens in your life, it means your expectations are exceeded. Say, emi lo se yi fun Olorun, emi lo da lola, kini mo le so, kini mo le royin, sa wo pa won ta mi se nsubu. When you least expect, I pray that a customized experience meant for only you, la handika sa bi kushitina. Before you leave this ground, the Lord will give to you in the name of Jesus. There's something I call customized experience, only for you. It's a dimension of God that when he reveals it to you, you are the only one that can explain to people. No wonder in Exodus chapter 6, he said, listen, to Abraham, to Jacob, I did not reveal to them as the Almighty. But Moses, you will see a dimension of me you have never seen before. Listen to me. Moses did not understand what God was saying. He said, listen, I'm going to show you a new thing that only you can live to tell. No wonder the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 3 and from verse 20, he said, God is able to do far abundantly, exceedingly, above all that we can think, ask, or imagine. Tell your neighbor, he's able.
God is able to do all what he says he will do.
Hallelujah.
It doesn't matter the things that has been said in your life. Listen to me. Sudden show of God will come and manifest them in the name of Jesus. Amen. If that is for you, let your amen be the loudest.
Amen. Shout favor. Oh my good God. You see, when you are asked to shout, I'm not trying to encourage you. I'm trying to make you claim. Listen to me. There are, oh mama. Listen. It is one thing to see a thing. It's another thing to receive and confess what you have seen. It's a process. It is confession that manifests the completion of the process. And that's why God we ask. We say it's a principle of the kingdom. Ask. It is when you see it has been given. Yeah. But he wants you to confess. And that was what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. He said the power of life and death lies on your tongue. Listen, your destiny is in your mouth. So when I'm saying you should say something, don't think I just wanted to talk. A new thing is when God show up out of the blue. Somebody who is not connected to your family, doesn't know your father. Many of you have looked onto brothers and sisters in abroad. Send your account number. Not even 1,000 naira alert ever entered. You have put, say, just go to school, just send your account. But listen, when favor, man, those days when we're in school, a brother came up. He said, brothers, come, let's pray that as we graduate, and even as we go to labor market, I say, stop there. I'm not going with you to labor market. And I said, why should you pray to go to where your father went to and retired and only earn pension? This circle must be broken.
Tell your neighbor, this circle must be broken.
This circle must be broken.
Your parents say, go to school, earn good grade, get a job, good salary, retire, get pension, die. And the Lord told me sometimes ago, said, I'm going to raise great entrepreneurs in the CNS. I thought you are here. Listen to me. Programs like this, men should struggle to sign out check and say, President, please accept my check. That's the new thing I'm talking about. I'm not talking about building a house or buying a car. It bothers me. For years, the whole of the CNS in Nigeria have gathered to build a university. They can't succeed in clearing the ground, not to talk of planting a structure. But listen to me. They have tried to have led the church for 80 years and you are still there. If there's anything, I will appreciate our fathers for you and I to still be here. They led the church for 80 years. Almost a century. Then let's focus on our part and leave their errors. We have focused too much on errors that men have made that we can't even see a new thing happening. The cloud of revival is hovering around the church every day. He said, forget the old things. Forget the old things. Let old people die with old things. Forget the old things. Listen to me. You can't force an elder to change. God has a way of manifesting himself in them. Some of them, it is when they are about to pass away that God will speak to them and they will change. Stop trying to wake a dead donkey. Focus on something new. Yes, they won't give us money. Raise money yourself. And now, the blood of our fathers are running in our veins. We are wrestling against each other the way they wrestle against themselves. We are wrestling tussles for power the way they did. And listen, the same people you pointed fingers to, you just find that you are in the same shoe now, subconsciously. Change is imminent. The most important thing is the change, positive. APC change, APC change, change, yes. But did you question what kind of change are we going to have? And listen to me. Change is happening to every one of you subconsciously. But it is better when you are consciously going through a change because you will know what kind of change is going in your life. Because somebody can change from better to worse. That's a retrogressive change. May that never happen to you. Those days when I was very young, when we go to vigils on Saturday, there's this wonderful sister. It doesn't matter how long you have slept in the church. As soon as she goes into trance, pastor, and she starts speaking in tongues, she carries such a compelling anointing that when you hear her voice, you will want to hear again and again. Everybody will say, she has started speaking and everybody wants to hear. But when Brother Jide touched, Kunle touched, Shegun touched, the oil finished. Say the anointing. And let me tell you something tonight. Either you like it or not. When Elijah said, I'm the only one, oh, Baba, you better be now. There is no prophet again. Every of the prophets has never been. God said, keep quiet. I have 7,000 untouched. God told me, he said, I'm going to raise some gene of prophets that won't prophesy to people because of their naira or because of their status. God told me this many years ago, and I told them in my church. I said, God told me. Some of them yet unborn. They won't compromise. The gene, the DNA of divinity, we operate from within them. And let me tell you something. Compare CNS 20 years ago to CNS now. False prophets and pastors are fading away. And when you are saying, I'm part of the revival, it is not clapping that makes you part of the revival. Ode, oh my lad, he has been here for long. To be part of the revival is to consciously walk into the future that was set to our fathers. Psalm 44, they say, our father told us how you brought them out of Egypt. How you made King Pharaoh and his host to die in the sea. They told us. They told you. I remember when I was still young, my father would call me and open the story of Baba Rimolade, and he would begin to talk to us. We would hear the story all through the night, and we go to sleep and see the same. You know, when you hear things overnight, you go to sleep, and when you watch film like the same, we see them. And when we're growing into a consciousness of a future that is real. Before I became born again, I knew I was not in the wrong place. And now when we talk about the future of the CNS, many of you think 20 years ago or 20 years to come. You hear somebody say, I know my future is bright at 20 years old. And at 25, I know my future is bright. And at 30, you will come again. I know. Let me ask, when is the future? Do you know how many times we have sing about the future of the CNS? This church has a glorious future. When is the future? This church, a time will come. The whole revival of the world. When? When you sing in your church. Sing it, help me. Fui. Help me sing it. Apalashe. Sing it. Apalashe lagbalao. Bekini. Kegbe yikoma biti. Apalashe. I will tell you that in English. Titikini. Ah! Ah! Listen. The future of this church is embedded in our hymnal song. We only sing and dance to them. Titi bugwe for juokan. And we are inside of only singing and dancing bembe. Titi bugwe for juokan. And the budget of your church for evangelism is only 10,000. Oh, for those who have budget, right? And when a man dies in the church, when you say, let the dead bury their dead, follow me. Say, this one is Oku Conference. Quote me anywhere, please. Titi gbogbo ifoju okan. Listen to me. You don't need a prophet to tell you again when you read those hymns. You don't need a prophet to prophesy to you that you are in the right place. The sole purpose, what this man was practically doing, when I went to Ikare, we met a man who was like the tourist guide, and he was telling us how Baba Orimolade traveled on foot. Some of the story we read about him were not complete ones. They said he was lame. I asked myself when I was young, those days where my father would read the stories, that his father was an herbalist and used charm to hit him. If why will man carry such an anointing? An ordinary charm will make him lame. It is irrational. The man said he wasn't lame. Only that, you know, there are people who are just by their genetics, they don't walk straight. You understand? That is how it wasn't lame. It is not possible for a man to carry such an anointing and an herbalist will make him lame. Let's ask ourselves questions. Now let me quickly tell you this. When God is talking about a new thing, until you are new inside, you can never be new on the outside. And as soon as Paul taught the Romans, he said, first, let me warn you. In Romans chapter 12, he said, you must first be transformed by the renewing. It's a continuous experience. Your mind must be renewed. Must be renewed. And when somebody come to church and say, "Oro ti tan ko si wa sumo," ah! And when a man comes, listen to me, listen. And that's why when you speak, when you engage some people in 5 minutes discussion, they are so myopic in thinking. Constant, listen, we need intellectuals in the CNS. People that can prove to scientists that there is God intellectually. And one issue I have with the CNS, how will people leave Nigeria and go to Washington and be worshiping Yoruba? Why are they there? We want to Yorubalize this church. And as far as I'm here as an agent, anywhere I go, I will tell them. You don't want evil people to worship here. You call it international and you dominate it with a dialect that is known only in Nigeria among 360 something dialects. I was in a program in one church I won't mention. And some Ghanaians were invited and were lodged in the same hotel. So I just decided to engage them before because they were from another country. In a few minutes discussion. And I said, did you enjoy the program? He said, how can we? When we don't understand what you guys were saying. You can't dominate any place without having dominion of language. I was in Benin Republic lately. I asked them. I said, what do they speak here? They say French. Where's my French interpreter? They say, we don't have. Then why are you doing open hair revival? And now ask them, can you imagine a Frenchman will come to Nigeria and be speaking French? Will you sit down there? That was not, listen, that was not alone. They were speaking in Yoruba in another country. And you want to penetrate the world. You will need to colonize the world to do that. It bothers me at times when I travel to some unification student fellowship in a student arena. Awakunle. It bothers me. Student. This thing has eaten up into their system to a point that some of them cannot even speak fluently because they worship in Yoruba all their life at home, school Yoruba. And when the lecturer is speaking in the class, "Eso Yoruba." And you want a man to invite you to come preach to him in Germany? To take a territory. Listen, language is key. Why are there no more Hausa people here? Why are there no more Igbo people here? We believe that the church, listen to me, by the special grace of the Lord, I have the gift of interpretation on tongue. And one day I interpreted in English in my church. Somebody was in trance and they called a committee. And I asked them what? Meaning Yoruba is the only language approved. Let anyone who doesn't understand Yoruba go die. And lately I was on Facebook. I was watching a church in London. A very small girl was giving an exhortation and it was covered and it was placed on Facebook. And the girl was speaking in English and somebody was still interpreting Yoruba in London. And when a white man passed, he would say, what the hell are they doing here? They're idol worshippers because he doesn't know what you're doing. Because of time, brethren, I want to assure you that these new things have begun in your life. But number one, your commitment to God is a priority. Many of you have never been committed in your life. Not committed to fellowship, Riaza, not committed to anything. Not even your education. If you had been committed, your life would have been better. Commitment to your purpose. Until you can define yourself, you can't define somebody's a vision given to you. You must be able to say, this is the purpose I've been born. Commitment to service. Not I service, like many of us do. Change is constant. And let me tell you this as I round up. Where is the word of God in the CNS? You see a teenager, a Muslim, 15 years old. At 15. You will quote a scripture among believers who've been born again for 30 years. They will go and open the content to find the book of Matthew. You are a believer. You don't have interest in studying God. Listen, if you have been a believer for 5 years, you have not read the book, the Bible, Genesis to Revelation. What are you believing? What you have not read, is it what you are believing? John said, these things we have heard, we have handled, we have tested. It's a test and you will know. You can't test and you will know that the Lord is good. When you don't test the world, you can't know. People laugh, Adura Silene, Eto Adura Loku. Not prayer. They were calling us Aladura because when the time they see these people gather, they pray. They move mountains by prayer. Today, one Adura Kerubu, Shoki Lobeoge. Where? We are putting in for a catastrophe. Many of you, I don't want you to be deceived into what some of our fathers did. Went to borrow from the 6th and 7th book of Moses. Went to borrow from the account of Ifa and Ogun worshippers and read Psalm 31 on it. Say, ki ori ofe olorun ko ma be olo. Listen, only imale wole okuku farasin. You can't put darkness and light together. Mind the company you follow. Your company determines your future. Rise up to your feet. Listen to me. By tomorrow, we'll be meeting again. I'd like you to prepare your mind. Do you know what the Lord told me? He said, I brought some people here subconsciously. They themselves don't know that I can open a new chapter and begin a new journey with them. And if you are that person I listen to me very well. I'd like you to open up yourself to the Lord. You know right here as we are standing, I don't care, and it doesn't matter, even if I care. If you are the president of your fellowship, and you are not born again. I know most churches don't choose president by such criteria. They choose by how many hours you stay in the church and how long you've been in church. There are many people who have been in church for years but have never been to Christ. He said, come unto me. You can come to church and never come to him. So if you are here tonight, you want to say, I want to give my life to Jesus. Thank God the program have just started. It is only telling you that you are starting afresh with God. And it's an encounter for you. On the 19th of February 1999, I took this decision. I gave my life to Jesus. I thought my destiny was hip-hop singing. I was a rapper. I thought that was me. But he changed my life. There's a new face of your life that can never be shown and that can never be revealed until you give your life to Jesus. And if you are waiting for me to tell these people to close their eyes, you may be wasting your time. Because when you start shining, eyes will not be closed. So if you are here tonight, you are saying, I want to join you in prayer. I want to say, I want to give my life to Jesus. Can you lift your right hand wherever you are?
Yeah, God bless you that, my sister. If you are lifting it up, lift it very well. He said, if you will not be ashamed of me in the presence of nobody, I'm not gonna have shame of to be ashamed of you in the presence of my father. If you are lifting that hand, lift it up. Listen to me. Don't let your position deceive you not to make this decision. It's an encounter for you. Romans chapter 10 and from verse 10. He said, with heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with mouth confession is made unto salvation. If you are raising that hand, I'd like you to walk up to me. Walk up, come out. God bless you. If you are coming, walk up boldly here. Thank you, Father. Listen, if you are coming, come out. If you still want to come, please come out. I want to congratulate you. Because this decision I made years ago changed my life. I thank God, one of my teachers, he taught me in class those days when we used to, Pastor Wally, can you help me appreciate him? It's a wonderful thing that you are standing before your teacher and you are teaching. After I gave my life to Jesus, the Lord brought me to the camp. And that was where my journey started. Thank God for camp experience for many of us. Let me not go into that. Those of you standing here, I'd like you to pray this prayer after me. Say, Father, thank you for the soul of Jesus upon the cross. I realize I need you in my life. Forgive all my sins. Purge me with the blood of Jesus. Accept me into the kingdom. From now, plant the new spirit in me. Let me not remain the same. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Please, I want you to help me take the names of these people. I derive pleasure in praying for people the Lord has used me to convert. Because I know they are part of my reward in heaven. So I like to have your list so that I can check it with the list in heaven when I get there. That's by the way. Hallelujah. Listen. So help me have your list. I want to be praying for you and the Lord will help you. Lift your hands. I prophesy into your life. Every dead revelation, dead dreams. He said, when the Lord turned the captivity of Zion, they were like they that dream and they that saw in tears ripped in joy. I prophesy every point in your life where you have sown in tears, it's your season for reaping. Before you leave this camp, Anna Ruakafi Ajara had the command of you know. Before you leave this camp on Sunday morning, a customized experience that it will only take you to explain the deeds of God will happen to you in the name of Jesus. Every miscarried vision, I pray the Lord will re-empower you. These voices I'm hearing will be heard across nations. The nations of the world have awaited us for too long. And now is the time and now is the future. You will shine. Yeah. I say it again, you will shine. Yeah. Glory to the Lord in the highest. I say glory to the Lord in the highest.